Morning, church. The passage I have read, it has three parts I'm going to discuss on it. The first part, when Jesus focused to go to Jerusalem, and this give us a vision that we have to focus in our purpose to serve God. So Jesus, he know that he came here for this mission. He's coming here to serve us by dying on the cross. So focusing to accomplish the mission, on all of us, we have mission to accomplish also. The disciples were afraid because they know if they go to Jerusalem, many things will happen there and they will lose their master also. But while we are focusing to accomplish as a believer, to accomplish our mission, we take away fears, human opinion, ideology, feeling, this all, we take it away and we focus to accomplish our mission. And the second part of it is, Jesus said to the disciple, can you drink the cup I drank? And can you be baptized, the baptism that I baptized? The cup actually is symbolizing the suffering of Jesus Christ on the cross and everything that he's going through, even to take our sin on him. But I will focus more on the baptism that we have to baptism with. Baptism in the Greek is a full immersion, so a clothes in a dye, D-Y-E, to change color. So, for us as a Christian, how we baptize the way that Jesus being baptized. And this lead us to go to Philippians 2, if you can, want to read this passage. Philippians 2, and I will read from verse 5 to 8. I will read from King James. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in likeness of man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So to be baptized by the baptism of Jesus Christ, that we will have the same mind of Jesus Christ. Paul say here, the same mind is like this, and he put this statement. But from this statement, I can draw seven important points we have to consider. The first point, made himself of no reputation. This gives me the mind of emptying ourselves from ourselves and filling it with God's purpose. I don't want to go further than that. All of us know what is to empty ourselves from ourselves, not to be proud, not to be anything that I need to be done for me. And the second point to draw is form of servant. This gives us the servant mind. And the servant mind, Jesus said in the same passage that we read in Mark 10:45, that I came to serve, not to be served. So in his mind is coming to serve us. And if we can have this mind also, it will help us to have the baptism of Jesus Christ that has been baptized. The third point is, was made in the likeness of man. And this gives us the mind of mercy, compassion, and faithfulness. In Hebrew, it says, Jesus had to be made like us, fully human in every way, so that he become merciful and faithful, high priest in service to God. And this is in Hebrews 2:17, who want to read it. So this also, a kind of mind, he become like us, to be merciful one to another, and to be merciful for each other. And this mind also, every point I mention on this, really it need a full ceremony. If I'm preaching this in Arabic fellowship, may you all take months to do that. But I know all of you are intelligent, and this point you can go and dig on it and read it deeply and understand what kind of mind that we should have, this set of mind of Jesus Christ. Okay, the point number 4 is humble himself. Humble himself, everyone know how to humble himself, but Jesus show us also. Always I'm taking from my master how he show us to humble himself. Jesus took on him and he kneeled down and washed the feet of disciple. How he is humble. Also he served, and he came, he said, to serve us, but he humbled himself and washed the disciples' feet. And the fifth point, became obedient. Obedient, this is the reason why we are suffering here in the world. First Adam, he disobeyed God. He disobeyed God, so we are suffering now. But the second Adam, the Bible says, the second Adam obeyed God fully. And this obedience that we need in our life, to be obedient to the word of God, to the thing that Jesus Christ said to us to follow. If we are obedient, we'll be successful in any area we go. Number 6, unto death, obedient unto death. And to this, give me the sacrifice mind, how to sacrifice. We sacrifice for the purpose of God. We sacrifice our time, our money, our intelligence, our skills, anything you can do to serve God is to sacrifice this to serve God. And the point number 7, and I want to draw your attention to the point number 7, is very important. Point number 7, he said, even the death of the cross. And this gives me the endurance mind. In Hebrews 12:2, it says, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. Today, some people do not have endurance. They give up easily on their families, on their children, on their church, on their job, even in their friends. They give up easily. Endurance, this Word is a big word. I am also an athlete man, and I know the word endurance, what it means. And I have experienced this once, that it come a point you feel very tired and you cannot go on. Your breath is not catching up and you cannot move easily. But in this point, if you press a little bit more, a little bit more, you will find peace after that. You can. This happened to me once, and I feel I can play another 5 games without tiring. Endurance here is the same thing in the things of God. We give up easily, even in prayer. Sometimes in prayer, we pray for someone. I feel no change on it. I feel nothing happening. I'm praying, my prayer in vain. But if you press a little bit, you will succeed. And this happened to us also. Let me say it in this way. We are praying for one of our cousins, and she is a Muslim at that time. And we're praying, I will say, maybe 20 years, 25 years, we are praying that God will visit her and show her the right way. But sometimes we feel that's enough. Nothing happened. And my sister, she said, I will not stop, because the Lord say, go on. You have a little bit more. Go on. And she prayed more, and God visited this lady, and he changed her. And now she became a Christian, and she has been baptized here. And she is serving God now with all her heart. And this endurance, and we say about it many times, endurance is very important, is to endure things, to endure your wife, to endure your children, to endure many things. I can say many, many, many things about that. So, I said in verse Hebrew 12:2, it says that he endured the cross. But the verse after that, the verse number 3, tell us, if we consider Jesus Christ and how he endured such opposition for sinner, will not grow weary or lose heart. So if we consider what Jesus Christ goes through, the Bible say us, we will not go weary and lose heart. So if we put Jesus Christ in our mind and the suffering that he went through, we can endure everything. And all this point I say about it is built upon love, because Jesus loved us, God loved us, he gave us Jesus Christ to die for us in a cross. But I will go further down in this passage that we read on the story of Bartimaeus, that the blind has a very important point that I will pick it up, is that when Jesus called him and they say to him, go, he's calling you, he do one thing, he throw his cloak. And that cloak for a blind man on their time is symbolizing his income, his source of living and everything. Because in that time, when this cloak, he has it upon him, the people see that he's need help in many ways, by helping him, by money, by giving him some help, guiding him, give him different kind of help. So by throwing this, what is saying to Jesus Christ, he show him the faith that he felt that he has. So Jesus said to him, your faith has healed you, because he depends totally on what Jesus is going to do for him. So these 3 points that I have shared with you, in conclusion, it will tell me, if we focus to accomplish the purpose given to us by God, and we transform our mind by fully immerse in Christ, then God became the source of our everything. Everything. As is in Psalm 73:25 say, whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire beside you. So I am encouraging you this morning, take this 7 point, and what I say, and go dig more on it and try to understand the mind of Christ, so we'll be baptized the way he been baptized with. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all we have purpose and have you have revealed to us the mind of Christ. Help us to transform daily, giving you the glory because you are our source of abundant life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope this helped anyone, and God bless you. Amen.